You know, I'll just share with you a quick stat that I just remembered is, you know, recently they did a study on how video influencers return. And they found that returns go down by 20% after the holidays with brands that are offering videos. And the reason is very simple. With video, the customer is making more informed purchase decisions. Has it happened to you where, you know, you've ordered a product, the color was supposed to be beige, but when the product actually arrived, it wasn't?
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's show is sponsored by the Be Profit app for e-commerce sellers. Need a clearer picture of your profit margins, or want an easier way to understand your ad spend, or looking for a fast way to analyze all of your Shopify store's data? Then the Be Profit app does it all for you. And like many of our listeners, I used to track a lot of my profits and expenses with all things like a spreadsheet. It worked for a while, but you know, my store started to scale up and it simply wasn't a viable method to accurately measure the profitability anymore. And that's where Be Profit now changes all of that for Shopify brands. It's currently available right now in the Shopify App Store. Be Profit gathers vast amounts of data in a blink of an eye with an auto integrations to a lot of the top ad platforms, AliExpress, and a lot more. But what Be Profit does next is to translate all of your first party, your Shopify store data, into an intuitive and customizable all-in-one dashboard, providing you with valuable insights, and it really allows you to zoom in on the metrics that matter most to your brand. You can even take full control of your data by creating and exporting your own custom reports. So that's pretty exciting. Discover your most valuable products, their top performing ads, best customer cohorts, and so much more, all with the Be Profit's intuitive profit dashboard. Now you can visit beprofit.co and you can start a 7-day free trial, kind of kick the tires and see what this platform can do. Also, for e-commerce Fastlane listeners, you get access to an exclusive lifetime 15% discount. Use code FL15 on any Be Profit plan. So you get a 7-day free trial, 15% off for life. Check them out today at beprofit.co and use the discount code FL15. Well, hey there, my name is Steve Hutt, and I'm a senior merchant success manager here at Shopify, and welcome back to season 5 of E-Commerce Fastlane. Whether this is your first time listening or you're a weekly subscriber, I seriously appreciate you taking time today and listening to the show. I know there's plenty of podcast choices out there, both in e-commerce and direct-to-consumer marketing, and the fact that you're here today really does mean the world to me, and I know it definitely does to my featured guest today. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show. We have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by the Shopify or Shopify Plus platform. If you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you likely are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. New episodes are released twice weekly and are available from your favorite podcast apps like Apple Podcasts and Spotify, Google Podcasts. We're now also streaming on Amazon Music and on YouTube, so go check that out. I also highly recommend that you get the full value of today's episode if you click through from your podcast app to the show notes page, and it's at ecommercefastlane.com, and there you'll find the full show transcript, you'll find all the links that we discussed today, and then some resources and things that'll help you move the needle a bit for your Shopify brand. Now, in today's episode, my guest is AJ Bam, who is the CEO and co-founder of a company called Vyrill. That's V-Y-R-I-L-L. And they're a video commerce platform. They really help Shopify brands, a recently released app I'm going to talk about in a minute. But they help retailers also to increase revenue and find new customers by leveraging authentic video reviews, kind of how-tos, unboxing, all these kind of UGC videos that really are making a lot of impact and really helping brands kind of add that trust and allowing people to convert faster and better. Branded videos, there's lots of insights. It's so interesting. They even have an in-video search, which I'm 100% he's going to talk about. Viral, like I said, recently launched a Shopify app, and it really is helping the Shopify store owners. There's been some alpha and beta users that I know of, and it's really, really interesting how they're helping improve a lot of really important KPIs for brands like customer acquisition, page engagement, and revenue. So I'm really excited to learn a lot about this amazing new technology that's been in the works for a long time. It's finally available for prime time. So please also make sure you listen through to the end of this episode, because there is a very special listener-only bonus available for those that want to take a viral for a quick spin to kind of see what it can do for your brand. So hi, AJ. Welcome to E-commerce Fastlane.
Yeah. Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me here on the podcast. Really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
My pleasure. I know we've been bouncing our calendars a bit, and I know that you have been knee deep into working on this platform for quite a while. I mean, I have the backstory, and we talked in the green room a bit, and it's very impressive kind of what's led up to us being here today to, I guess, make more of a public release about what Viral is and what it's doing. So let's talk a bit on the high level first, because people love video and we love YouTube and we love unboxing videos, but I think brands don't understand how you can find it and leverage it as part of an overall marketing strategy. So maybe you can share just on a high level first about Viral.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks again. At a very high level, the problem that Viral is solving is, well, twofold. One is, shoppers are now watching a lot of videos, UGC content, and branded videos such as reviews, unboxing videos, how-to videos, infomercials, and more before they shop. And they're making a lot of videos after they shop. So there's massive amounts of video content for your brand and if you're a retailer on 35 platforms in 89 languages. So if someone made a good review, I'm sure you as a brand would love to know who made the review, what they said inside the video about your product and brand. And if someone made a good review, you would love to license and leverage that video for product marketing. Well, how do you make sense of massive amounts of video data to really drive your two key KPIs, which is customer acquisition and revenue, is really what Viral is focusing on. So we help brands and retailers increase revenue and find new customers by leveraging authentic video content such as reviews, unboxing videos, how-to videos, and more, along with their branded content for insights, demand gen, and content marketing. And really our secret sauce, if you will, is we're building a Google for Commerce video, and we're also one of the few companies in the world that can Google inside the video as well. So at a very high level, think of us as a platform to capture your video content, both your branded videos and also all your UGC videos as well from multiple platforms. Once we capture it, we then help you rate and rank all that content in 9 dimensions. Get into more on that, as we chat more. We help brands find the top 10 reviews and the worst 10 reviews for the product. We then also have a licensing tool where brands can recapture the email address of the creator so you can license content as a brand or retailer. And then finally, so excited to announce our Shopify Viral app. It's really an in-video search app. So we're solving the problem for your shoppers on how they can instantly find answers inside the video. We all have burning questions and about a product, and how can you instantly answer that question inside the video is really the key problem that we have solved. So with Shopify app, we offer in-video search, personalization, and video SEO, which, we'll discuss more in details. But really, and at the end of the day, all roads lead to this, the two KPIs, customer acquisition and revenue.
Right. No, 100%. And that's funny. I'm actually on one of the stores that I guess was kind of an early kind of beta user. And I'm actually on their product details page. And it's so cool how, it says, check out these videos posted by brands and shoppers. And you have two dedicated kind of like the toggles of shopper videos and then branded videos. And then a really neat little search bar above. I know we'll probably dig into this in a few minutes, but I just typed, it was a beauty brand. I typed the word vegan in. And then here it is. It found, vegan friendly cosmetic products or the manufacturing process is so interesting. And then so it somehow was able to transcribe the video and then just display the correct videos by shopper. I guarantee you the way you connect to these video platforms where people, YouTube being the largest, but there's lots of others out there where people are publishing content out there unbeknownst to the brand, right? And how do you leverage that and then legally have rights to use it to push ads against it if it's great content that, or building relationships with these micro influencers that you didn't even know existed? So this is a really exciting topic for me. So before we kind of unpack all of that, because I really want to understand the origin story, because I think it sets the stage a little bit better about, you know, how do the pieces come together, like for the for you and the founding team? Like, I guess I'm trying to understand like the desire and the expertise to even want to get involved with video.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been studying shopping behavior for about 15 years now. Previously built an in-store shopping app company called Motive Media out of Boston, sold that to Catalina. So we're building an app where you can scan and bag inside retail stores with your phone. So we increase the speed of checkout and we increase your basket size inside the store. So built that company, sold that company in 2009. After that, I went to work for Nokia, the phone company, where I launched the App Store in about 35 countries around the world. So I study online and offline shopping behaviors, you know, particularly in-store and mobile. And so, you know, I'm also a keen observer just of what's happening with the shoppers and what's going on. And it was interesting, like even pre-COVID, video was already growing at 300 to 400% year to year from between YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. And then COVID happens, TikTok happens, and suddenly video blows up, right? I mean, and if you think about why TikTok really grew, you know, from a consumer or behavior shopper perspective, is that what really matters at the end of the day is authenticity, right? Authentic content, and TikTok really offers that, right? It's content that's, it's genuine, it's entertaining, it's fun, it's silly, and it drives, you know, and always like, you know, as things are sometimes, you know, they say that when someone is joking or someone is funny, they're being honest. And so you can see that, right? With TikTok videos, it delivers on that authenticity. And so, you know, I just read a stat that there was more video content created last year in 1 year than the last 30 years. And that's crazy. It's outstanding, like mind-blowing, right? And so essentially coming back to the question, you know, I began noticing that shoppers are now watching videos before they shop, reviews, unboxing videos. You know, I was just visiting my niece and I asked her a question. I said, what can I get you for, this was actually, I was before the holidays, what can I get you for holidays? It's interesting. She sends me a YouTube how-to video boba kit. She wanted boba tea. and she sends me a how-to video. And she's like, you know, uncle, this is what I want. And it tells you how the Gen Z's, you know, she's 14 years old. She's YouTube aware, if you will, you know, social media aware. And all the Gen Z's and millennials, most of them are starting their journeys with video, right? And on average, yeah, you know, Gen Z's and millennials are spending about 2.16 hours every day on their mobile device watching videos. And this is above and beyond television, by the way, right? And streaming. So that tells you the power of video and how much influence it's creating as well. And then in the midst of this, we have Amazon, which has already amassed 250 million video reviews on their platform. So consumers will now expect their shopping journeys to be video-led. And so all of these trends, if you will, and observations, and what people are actually doing before they shop is what led me to start Viral. We realized that, you know, there's a big gap in the marketplace. You know, there's no humanly possible way to dig through massive amounts of video content. I think only machines and AI, and with AI and machine learning, we can do it better. And so that's really the problem we set to solve. And so we started the company at UC Berkeley out of the machine learning lab and the Skydeck Incubator Program. And here we are after 5 years, you know, essentially we have trained the machines to watch videos and we're marching onward. And here we are launching our Shopify app.
Yeah, this is lovely. And you know, that's one of the main reasons why I have this show is because I love to find innovative solutions that are solving problems. And I know that video is very engaging. It's interesting, you know, I'm in the podcast world and I'm in the midst of getting my YouTube channel going. What's interesting about that is that, you know, it's kind of plateaued a bit from the audio perspective. I think there's like a 30% penetration. You know, I think 30% of the US population has listened to a podcast in the last month. And so, and it hasn't really changed. It grew quite a bit during the pandemic, you know, up to about 30%-ish. And I think it's still growing year over year, but very slowly. I'd argue maybe even plateauing, where from a video perspective, TikTok is part of it. YouTube is part of it. You know, at one point, Instagram stories too. Video is the most engaging way and authentic way of engaging people. And, you know, here it is now. There's an 85% penetration of YouTube. And YouTube is still growing Google-owned property growing and growing and growing year over year. And you think, well, I don't know, it's 500 hours a minute or something being uploaded to YouTube. It's a massive beast. But the thing is that what your solution does, what I understand, is it really understands buyer intent. It understands what people are talking about. So can you talk a bit about that? Because in agreement with me, you shared that a little bit, how you're really, you know, almost doing a better job than Google is about understanding, like, what is this video all about? And then how can a brand leverage it?
Yeah, absolutely. So what makes us really viral, very special and unique is that, and this is the secret sauce to our platform as well, is that we're one of the few companies in the world that can match millions of videos on YouTube to your entire product catalog. You know, whether you're a small brand or a big brand, we can match it to your product category, brand, competitor, keyword, and hashtag. And we do that matching to make sure we're able to identify videos at product's SKU level. And the reason we're doing that is because shoppers want to see all their, when I select a product, I want to see video reviews for that product or unboxing videos for that product. So we have a matching algorithm that matches videos to your product catalog. So that's step one. Step two is once we match the video, we analyze the audio, text, and images in 9 dimensions to rate and rank all your content. So we analyze the video, everything from sentiment analysis. So we analyze the audio for positive and negative sentences, keywords, and phrases about your brand. We also analyze the video for demographic and diversity. So age, ethnicity, gender, language, and country. You know, diversity is such a hot topic for brands. You know, they're getting hammered because there isn't enough diversity of whether it's age or gender or representation of their target demographic or even size of the product, right? So we're able to tell the brand, you know, what they have, but also what they don't have. And this is very important. You know, one of our customers leveraged our platform to identify all their missing content for diversity. We then also flag the video for brand safety as well. So we'll look at whether the video has nudity or foul language or minors inside the video, which are, of course, you know, top of brand minds. We also analyze the video for 100 plus topics by vertical. So for example, in beauty, we're able to identify whether it's a review, unboxing video, but also identify whether it's lipstick or mascara and so on. Or if it's automotive, we can identify whether it's an inside outside tour of the car. Is it a dealership video or a review of the car? But also identify that it's talking about the gearbox or the battery power if it's an EV car and so on. So we identify topics. We identify scenes, 600 scenes and landmarks. If you're a sunscreen company, I'm sure you would love to identify whether the video was shot indoor or outdoor. We track if the video is coming from social. We also track all the engagement as well. We can also predict whether the creator of that video is an expert in beauty. So we look at the last 30 videos that they posted on social to identify whether they're an expert, fan, celebrity, press, and so on. So, you know, we're at the, so essentially what we're doing is we're rating this content by looking inside the video. And on top of that, we also look at likes, views, comments, and shares and all that. So brands can now come to our platform and find the top 10 reviews and the worst 10 reviews for the product. And this is where they can capture a lot of insights. And so we're really making all their, both help them find UGC content, but brands also upload all their videos as well. So we recently, we had a shoe company that just uploaded 500 of their videos, their own videos, made all that content searchable and useful on first for them on their, on the viral dashboard. But also now they're able to publish all those videos on their product pages, and we're making all that content, both their branded content and UGC content, searchable as well and useful as well on their Shopify app store as well. And so this gets into the third point of differentiation, you know, how we're unique and special is that with our Shopify app, brands and retailers on the Shopify platform can actually now add videos to their product pages. But this is where we differentiate than an app that simply offers a video carousel, is that we actually offer in-video search. So here's the problem, Steve, that we're solving, right? So let's say you and I buying a car, you're interested in a car with leather seats, I'm interested in a car with child seats. We have both landed on the Shopify store for auto or auto accessories, and you have 20 videos on the product page. How do I know which video is talking about leather seats or child seats, right? And so most people today will either watch the first video of the 20 or they'll abandon the experience. So here we are, brands have invested their money in making their videos, but the ROI is turning out to be zero. Well, we have nailed this problem. What Viral does is we offer a video search bar on top of those videos on your product page. So you can instantly search, type the word leather seat, and we'll take you inside the video where there are free of those 20 videos. We can find those four videos that talk about leather seats. And even better, we can take you inside the video to leather seats. So you can see all the references. Perhaps you have a burning question about leather seats. You know, is it what color is it? What material it is? You can instantly search and you can find instantly answers to your burning questions with video, right? Again, what makes video special is that video, you know, 85% of shoppers say that video increases brand trust by 20x because they can see the product, the person, and the emotions in action inside the video, right? And this is why, you know, going back to your comment about audio versus video, you know, audio is performing 30%, video is performing 85%. And there's a reason for this. It's brand trust. It's brand trust with you, Steve, as a podcaster, or it's brand trust with the brand seeing a product in action, right? So we solved the in-video search problem on the product pages. We solved the problem of personalization and video SEO. So dramatically improving those KPIs.
Yeah, I was thinking about the SEO side of it because I think, you know, Google's algorithm is kind of that you know, that EAT, an acronym, the expertise and the authoritativeness and the trustworthiness that goes along with just getting high rankings in Google. I find it interesting that it appears that based on having video search available, that it's almost like a one-to-one personalization kind of in real time, because you made a good point about one person or two people looking for a car, leather versus something else. And then, you know, it's almost like there's like paralysis analysis almost, where there's like, I've got so many videos and who's curating them in the correct order for the site visitor accordingly. You know, maybe, you know, your best videos that, you know, generically tell the story authentically, you know, those would be, you know, displayed on the product details page, you know, higher up above the fold-ish, but having a search available to really drill down, like, almost like a filter, that's very interesting, because then you really are directly communicating through video of what the person wants to learn more specifically about this product and if it solves a need for them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, in the process, brands are able to capture a lot of useful insights for even producing their future video content as well. So as an example, you know, so I think first you hit the nail around personalization. People want to see people like them buying the product, right? So if I'm a 19-year-old female visiting the website, I want to see the first video that pops up is someone that looks like me, is going to enforce trust. It's going to enforce, you know, a behavior in the customers, you know, saying, hey, you know, here's someone who's buying a product like me. So, you know, I should consider this product as well. So, you know, essentially, you know, getting into really the weeds of this is, you know, we're really helping brands understand the search terms. You know, what are people searching for inside the video? This could be very useful, right? If we know that the most searched feature for this product they're looking for is leather seats, they can bring that feature outside the video as well in their promotions, in their messaging. And even at Varo, we're building video heat maps. So we can even showcase some of the most searched terms on top of the video as well in near future. So we offer insights around video content as well. You know, which video is performing the best? By at product level, at brand level, at category level, and what kind of topic is being discussed inside that video. So all of these insights can be very useful for producing your content. What we found is, and we have done, by the way, we have analyzed more than 20 million video reviews, is we found that for every brand and category, there's generally three types of videos that perform. So I'll give you some examples. If it's the beauty category, it's always a review and it should be followed with unboxing and how-to videos. So if you have those three videos on your product page, they're definitely going to increase your conversion and engage. I can guarantee you that. If you're in the fashion category, it's usually a try-on video because people like to see, you know, how people are wearing a dress or a shirt, and it's followed by a review and perhaps even a video explaining the materials and how to wash, you know, washing instructions as well. So, you know, every category has three or four types of video that perform, and understanding how that what's working and what's not working is very useful. And then also with Varo, you can A-B test videos as well. You can literally publish a video from the dashboard. It will show up on the next refresh of the page. And you can see how that video performs and then either keep it or pull it. And this can be done both by you or even by Varo as well, programmatically as well, right? So I think at the end of the day, I think, you know, delivering very useful and targeted content to shoppers is really the key here. And then that's what's going to drive conversion and engagement.
Today's episode is brought to you by BeProfit, the all-in-one profit analysis dashboard for Shopify e-commerce brands. Get a grip on all of your store's data and start making data-driven decisions to optimize your profitability today. Make the most of your store Discover the true power of BeProfit by visiting beprofit.co. And don't forget to use the code FL15, that's FL15, for an exclusive lifetime 15% discount. Yeah, this is so interesting. What about the influencer side of the market? Because I'm saying, so from a brand's perspective, I can see the benefits in having your tool locate and then rights management around displaying it. What about the other side of finding creators that are raving fans you didn't even know even existed? Is there a workflow to identify people? And then what does that outreach look like?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. And so, you know, a couple of things are happening right now. First, at Viral, yeah, we actually track all your video content by product. You know, our onboarding literally takes a couple of minutes. You upload your product or your product catalog, and we can start capturing videos that people have posted on social by product. And really, you know, as you're thinking about as a brand, as you're thinking about the shopping experience, what matters is ultimately is going to be the last mile. And in the last mile journey, meaning the customer has actually researched the product, they're arrived on the product page, and now they're debating whether they should purchase the product or not. And this is where micro influencers and authentic content plays a big role. We're seeing that across the board, which is, you know, yes, influencer marketing is important, but more than influencer marketing, you know, it's important to find those micro influencers. So it's very easy to find the celebrity and the top influencers, but it's actually very hard to find your next 5,000 fans. And that's really the key focus at Viral is, how do you find that UGC content? And UGC content is very hard to find. It's very hard to index and make it useful and search inside it. And that's the problem we have solved. So we can actually help the brand find their next 5,000 fans who have uploaded content about their product and brand. And we do this in real time. What I mean by that is we scan every 12 hours for new content. And you as a brand get a daily email alert in the morning of all your new videos and trending videos that have been posted about your brand. And by the way, you can also track all your competitors as well on the brand. So we offer analysis of your content versus your competitor content as well. And we essentially, we help you rate and rank all your content. We offer four types of insights. First, we offer you engagement insight. You know, why is this video doing well? And sometimes, you know, the video is great, but it's not doing well because it's never promoted. So we can also help you find that video. You know, that is an amazing video that you could potentially leverage on your PDPs and to drive more conversion and engagement. So we help you find all kinds of videos that people have posted about your product. So we have an engagement. We have a speech report, which generates a list of all the keywords on how people are talking about your brand and product inside the video. You can use that for your generating your building your SEO list to see how people are referencing your product as well, to bring that out in messaging and in your for your SEO as well. We have a demographic report. This is where you can identify both your target demographic. You know, is it on target? Is it off target? What are you missing? Who else do you need to find? Perhaps you need to find creators and that are your target demographic to create more content. And so we offer like different kinds of reports and insight to do all this. And then, of course, you can then take actions on the platform as well, such as licensing, and then, of course, publishing that video to Shopify app.
That's the big thing of the licensing thing I'm always concerned about, too, because a lot of people think that, well, just because it's up on the internet, you have free access to push ads on it or have it, you know, have it commercially available. But the reality is, no, you cannot do that. And then it's not a great way to start a relationship with a potential micro influencer. Just like, you know, appreciate the fact that they've created some great content, you know, through keywords and hashtags and just identifying what it is they're talking about. I think that's very interesting. But then starting to build an authentic relationship with that micro influencer, I think it's pretty powerful stuff. I want to just go back one thing about the SEO side of it, because I think this is interesting to me, because I've noticed that, you know, just YouTube kind of search results are coming up in Google now. And so there's obviously a renewed vigor of Google wanting to, I guess the engagement's there. It's what site visitors are looking for on Google. They do want to watch videos. And so can you talk a little bit about that, about why you believe that's happening? And then is this just a natural progression? If Google's doing it and having it in their search results of YouTube videos, is it the natural progression to have great videos on your product details pages also?
Yeah, absolutely. So very good question. And a couple of comments here. I think finally the video is here. So all companies have announced focus on video, including Google. Google just had a conference last week in Mountain View. And a lot of focus was on AI, ML, and video as well. So video is definitely on top of everyone's mind. Instagram has already announced that this year they're pushing video, whether it's through stories or generally on their platform as well. So I think more and more, as you know, as video becomes important for shoppers, it is going to drive more. It's going to be more important for all these social media companies and SEO companies as well, because I think ultimately they have to figure out a way on how to really bring that video to the forefront in search results. And so this is where, you know, search engines today, I think the biggest fear is brand safety. And, you know, brand safety rules vary by country and populations as well. You know, I think the biggest fear is profanity and nudity and minors in the video. You know, in many countries, you cannot show minors in the video at all, unless you have acquired the rights and more. So essentially, you know, this is a problem that needs to be solved. And this is a problem that we've been focusing on as at Viral is really giving signals to the search engine and letting the search engine know that this video is brand safe, meaning it doesn't have profanity, nudity, and minors. Or if there is, it's approved and properly licensed by the brand. And so we're giving signals to search engines and in the process, improving the video SEO. And the way we do that is on our Shopify app, we're adding actually all the sort of tags that are visible to the shopper. But behind the video as well, we're adding the transcript and we're also adding all the tags of what's inside the video. So we can actually let the search engine know that this video is talking about this product. It's a review. It features a 19-year-old male or female. And here's the 20 topics is being discussed inside the video. Oh, and by the way, this video is brand safe and it's authorized. And so search engines can use that information and the transcript data to pull the best videos for that product in the search results. And in the process, you know, it's a win-win for everyone. It's a win for the search engine. It's a win for the brand. Because as I explained before, you know, video definitely drives more engagement. You're more likely to watch a video. And making it searchable is even going to help more when they land on your PDP. So, you know, it's really influencing the entire shopping journey. And I see that, you know, I see that in the long term, you know, our shopping journeys will start with video on search engine. You then arrive on the homepage where as soon as you start typing the product name, you know, you'll begin to see video reviews pop up in your search results on homepage. It takes you to the PDP page where you're seeing the most hyper-relevant content for those videos. Oh, and by the way, you know, I also see we're also building recommendation engine as well. So you can also recommend videos for similar products in that category if you're a D2C brand, or similar products in that category across multiple brands if you're a retailer. So you can also then influence the customer to watch more videos and lead to other products in that category. Perhaps they're looking for a product with a different color or size or different features, and then lead that into a shopping cart. And then also the other problem we're solving at, and this is we're doing on Shopify, is that being able to capture videos after the purchase is made. Post-purchase engagement often is sometimes forgotten, unless you're Amazon. And it's important to capture a quick answer, you know, ask the customers, hey, what did you love about the product? Was the setup easy, right? So there are ways to then engage with customers with video as well, post-purchase as well, and capture reviews, unboxing videos, or snippets of comments from your customers to continue to build your brand and your future shopping journeys as well, and perhaps recycle and leverage that video again. You know, I also see an opportunity, even, you know, as you capture these videos, I can see a whole FAQ section for your products, right? That is all answered with videos. And how better than for the customer shopper to actually see other shoppers answering their questions with video, right? And then also, I think we're also seeing now live video commerce coming up as well, right? I mean, live streaming as well. This is also an area where, you know, after the stream ends, you know, Viral can make that content searchable and useful. You know, sometimes these live streams can be 30 minutes to an hour long. And perhaps you as a shopper is simply looking for a particular answer inside that live stream around a product. And, you know, live streaming is primarily around, again, building the brand trust and helping answer shopper burning questions. So we can also make that video content after the live commerce ends. We can make that content searchable and you can reuse that, reuse circles, recycle that content back on your channels, right? So in summary, like, we're making in-video search useful across the entire shopping journey for brands and retailers.
I love this. You know, one thing that hit home for me too is the kind of the post-purchase engagement, because there's typically they're quite happy customers when they make a purchase and you go to the thank you page and, you know, maybe download the shop app so you can track your order. But I think it's an interesting retention and loyalty play by somehow, you know, once this product arrives, or just like how you re-engage back with the customer to get that UGC content to then find out, wow, they really do love the product. They've created some, a great video. They're one of our customers. It's so interesting to me that that you've thought of that. And then that's a great, you know, I guess, great engagement point post-purchase. I want to pivot to a story right now, because I think, I know we talked about one, well, there's a couple brands, and I've seen some of the case studies on the early brands that have adopted your solution early on, kind of pre-release of your app, just to kind of, you know, product market fit and all the kind of fun things you do in the SaaS world. But are you able to talk a little bit about a brand, Shopify brand, and specifically, you know, what were they trying to solve with video? And then how did viral help them? Was there any improvement overall in engagement or revenue? And just like to unpack maybe their journey as being, I guess, an original beta user.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of things, you know, I think a number of brands we work with, they're thinking about video. Video is top of their mind, and they know that a lot of their shoppers watch videos as well, especially as they're targeting Gen Z and millennial populations. So, you know, we work with a number of brands with our betas in the beauty category and the fashion category as well. So essentially, they're leveraging our platform for, you know, one of our brands, actually the founder and the team makes produces short videos. They produce many videos. In fact, they create one or two videos every week. And so, you know, they now have about 50 videos. Most of those videos are just simply files, right, sitting in a folder. And their biggest problem always was, you know, how do I find what's inside the video and find the video that I want to promote instantaneously? Today, they either have to put proper naming conventions on the file names, but if they want to know, you know, which of these videos is actually featuring 25-year-old, or which of these videos are actually reviews and they're talking about a particular product, there was no way for them to index and organize and make that content searchable. So first thing we do is we help a number of these beta brands upload their video content, and we make it very easy. We actually ask them, we've integrated with Dropbox file system. So you can just have a free Dropbox account and you can upload videos via Dropbox, and we simply read the video. We don't actually even host the video ourselves. So it makes it very easy to read the video at scale. And so brands are uploading all their branded content first. Then they set up their product catalogs for video tracking. So we also then find all their fan content as well, the UGC content as well. We help them find it. We're helping them rate it. We're helping them license it. So a number of these early customers are using our platform to also find UGC videos as well. And then finally, we're helping them choose both their branded content and also choose their licensed videos as well, and then publish those videos to their product pages and more. So, you know, you can look up, for example, IB Fresh. It's a very up and coming, amazing beauty brand out of Atlanta, and they've leveraged our platform. And a couple of things, you know, the moment you put videos up on the product page, to answer your question about the KPIs, your page engagement goes up 2x to 5x. First thing. The second thing, what we found is, you know, when you have interactions with the video, such as a video in video search, or we also ask customers to rate the video, whether they like it or not, as they're watching the video as well. What we found is anytime you offer interaction with a video, completion of watching those videos will go up by 90%. So essentially, you're now improving your ROI significantly on your video content. You spent your time and dollars, whether licensing that video or making that video, and now finally, customers can actually find all the answers they're looking for with your video content. So we're significantly increasing the ROI to help customers make shopping decisions. And then finally, you know, what we found is depending on the product, the category, and the type of video you have on your product page, you can see conversion to purchase and shopping cart go up anywhere from 10 to 68%, depends on the product category and the videos you have. So, you know, overall, you'll see a significant improvement in your engagement time and more. And what's happening now, you know, we addressed this with your previously, you know, you asked a question about video SEO. You know, a lot of these search engines are also now improving their video SEO process as well. And we'll continue to see those improvements in the next 12 months. So as companies like us, you know, offer a new mechanism for these search engines to understand video on an e-commerce page, if anything, you will see improvements in your customer acquisition strategies and in your inbound to your website as well, coming from search engine. It's going to improve as video search gets better on search engines as well.
Yeah, This is lovely. So let's talk about the future for your product. Obviously, this is, I'm blessed and had the opportunity to be able to have the official release in the Shopify App Store. I guess one of the first podcasters to kind of share this. And thank you for that opportunity to share it with my listeners, because there's going to be 20 some thousand people listening to this episode. So they're going to be chomping at the bit to learn more about it. But I'm just curious about the North Star, like what you've just officially launched, but it's been 5 years in production. Where do you see the platform going into the future? I just want to get that warm and fuzzy that I do great things right now for brands, proven that I can do it today. But where are we headed into the future?
Oh, the future is just amazing. I think a couple of areas where we're going, you know, we are becoming the sort of the video CRM and video commerce platform for brands and retailers. So you'll be able to come to one platform at like Viral and find all the, where we'll be able to help you capture all your videos from multiple platforms. So today we have integrated with YouTube, Dropbox, and Shopify, and we're adding new platforms this year, including TikTok, Google Drive, Vimeo, and other platforms as well. So you'll see us capturing more video content as we go along from more multiple platforms. And you'll also see us helping you distribute your video content as well across multiple channels as well. So, you know, your D2C brand, perhaps at some point, you know, you'll bring your product in store. So we have also integrated now with QR codes as well. So you can be walking inside a store, you could pick up product packaging, scan the QR code, and we could help you launch a video experience to drive more conversion and engagement for your product and brand. So you can see, we've already enabled the QR experience. You'll see more distribution channels coming on the platform. So with one click, you'll be able to publish your videos to your Shopify page, to your social media channels, to your Amazon store, or to your Walmart store and other shopping channels as well. So we see that it's already happening as we add more platforms, we bring more value to brand marketers. And the third thing we're doing is, you know, we're in the process of integrating with an amazing partner. We're adding a shopping cart, a seamless shopping experience primarily for social media as well. So with just one or two clicks, brand will be able to promote a video outside the traditional e-commerce channels and be able to monetize from that video as well. So essentially improving the ROI across the entire shopping journey, you know, whether shoppers is on social or whether they're on the Shopify product page or they're in a post-purchase engagement journey. So I see the evolution of that. I also see an evolution of video itself. You know, I think, you know, we're now the whole conversation is about Meta and the metaverse. And what is metaverse? It's sort of three-dimensional visualization of content, commerce, and internet, right? If you will. And so, you know, I wouldn't be surprised in a year or 2 years from now, you know, we have some new formats such as AR and VR, where you as a person could just, you know, drag and drop your photo inside the video and you could see yourself wearing the dress right inside the review, right? So there's a lot of like amazing stuff coming. So I think the future of video, if you will, we're just starting out. I mean, I think we're still at the beginning. It's a very nascent sort of stage where we are. But if anything, the future is going to be immersive, is going to be engaging. It's really going to help brands and retailers quite a bit, even with the bottom line. You know, I'll just share with you a quick data that I just remembered is, you know, recently they did a study on how video influences returns. And they found that returns go down by 20% after the holidays with brands that are offering videos. And the reason is very simple. With video, the customer is making more informed purchase decisions. Has it happened to you where, you know, you've ordered a product, the color was supposed to be beige, but when the product actually arrived, it wasn't? And so with a video, without a video, you can see where the influence happens, right? With the video, you can actually see the colors perhaps in action. Without the video, with that, and this is again, you know, where, you know, text reviews sort of fall apart. You know, text reviews today are created by bots. You sometimes don't even know whether the person actually owned the product. But with video, you can see all of this, right? So this is also the other reason why video reviews always, they outperform text reviews at all times.
Right. Yeah, it's just having the tech stack to be able to manage it all. And it looks like Viral is kind of solving a lot of those problems. And so I think this is amazing. So we are nearing the end of the show for today. Where would you like to send everybody? Like, what do you believe kind of the next steps are now that your app is officially launched? Where do you want to send people?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of things, you know, for all listeners, you know, who are listening to this podcast, we're offering a 25% discount on our plans. So just mention the plan when you reach out to us on the to the App Store. We're happy to make you an offer and give you that discount. But please, you know, do visit our app on the Shopify store where you'll find all the information on how to download the app. We do offer free trials, by the way. We know that you as a brand, you know, you're interested in getting a snippet of how Viral works. So over a 30-day period, you can upload a couple of videos and actually see the app in action as well on your website and see how it drives the KPIs. So we really offer a freemium model where you can try it out for 30 days and then continue onwards. And I guarantee you that you'll get a lot of insights and improvement in your KPIs with the Viral app. And it's more than a video carousel. It really solves your entire video problems from capturing to analyzing to leveraging video content on your pages as well. So yes, please check us out on the store and please reach out to us. Also, you know, I'll just put my email address out here as well. It's very simple. It's ajay@viral.com. So if you have a question, comment after you hear this podcast about the Viral platform, you know, please reach out to us. And as Steve mentioned, please check out the notes as well. We'll have more information there.
Yeah, I'll have a lot in there. So it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/viral. So V-Y-R-I-L. That will redirect to a really cool landing page. They'll have all the details of this offer. Thank you for that. It's nice to have that 30-day trial. I think the one benefit is that because your platform works off of keywords and hashtags and brand mentions and things, I think brands will be pretty shocked of the content that's being produced that you may or may not know is even out there in the wild. And some of these micro influencers or just customers are really not asking for anything. They just want to share it with their friends. It's fun. And they, you know, or maybe they're in the early stages of their creator journey, or they're trying to get themselves known and they're just, you know, they really enjoy your product. They've purchased it and they're hoping that there's a tool out there that is scanning the internet based on brand mentions and keywords and hashtags. And all of a sudden, there is a tool to do that, and it's Viral. And I think that's really interesting that, you know, you can double check. It's almost like you're creating a war chest of UGC content that, you know, hey, you know what? Look at all the stuff that's out there. I mean, getting an email and saying, hey, these videos are all around your particular brand. And so how do you then leverage them? You watch them like, oh, wow, these are great, or not so great, but you can at least work through it. And you have, like, you know, all your nine dimensions. I'm going to make sure I have all this in the show notes. I just think it's incredible that you've identified that. I also learned a lot today too about what is missing in your marketing strategy. And I think that's another thing that you uncover. We didn't really dig too deep into it, but I think that's an interesting part of your platform. It's fine to be doing a lot of great things and finding micro influencers, some great video content, either brand produced or externally produced. I think that's awesome. But then through all your nine dimensions, I guarantee you brands, those listening today, you're going to find an area. If it's a diversity thing, it could be a language thing. It could be you have no unboxing videos. Who knows? You're looking at your competitors too and tracking them. So I think it's, I guess, any final comments about kind of, you know, how you believe the platform is really going to maximize value for brands today?
Yeah, I mean, I think brands should seriously consider video in their basket of tools. And video is a must have versus nice to have, I would say, going forward. So, you know, even if you're a small brand, don't ignore videos, because ultimately what matters, what's going to drive the conversion, is the brand trust. And customers will see that brand trust with both a mix of your UGC content, authentic video content, and your branded content together, bundled up. And really, at the end of the day, you know what, you know, when customers are in a rush, when they want to make their quick shopping decisions, you want to give them tools that can instantly help them answer their burning questions about your product. So think about how video can be leveraged with in-video search to answer the shopping burning questions, can help you capture a lot of insights by understanding what interactions shoppers are having with your video content, what works and what doesn't work. And then finally, you know, you can maximize your ROI as well across the entire shopping journey. And, you know, how can you then think about video all the way from the search to your homepage, your product page, and then also don't forget your post-purchase engagement as well, how to leverage video for that as well. So I would say that I encourage you to think about video in multiple dimensions, in multiple formats as well. And don't just think about what you have, but also think about what you don't have and how your competitor is upping their game as well with video content as well.
If you're not moving forward, if you're not innovating, you're definitely going backwards. So competition is stiff out there. Well, thank you so much for, you know, AJ coming on the show today. I really appreciate it. And you know this, but, you know, Shopify really is on a mission to make commerce better for everyone. And, you know, I'd add to that merely building a path that leads to more entrepreneurship, more independent retail. And, you know, what I've kind of learned today, it seems very clear to me that you really are in tight alignment. I know you want to help Shopify brands improving efficiencies and growing revenue for sure through video. Just this lifetime customer loyalty. Just, it's amazing what video UGC can actually do. And now there's a platform to manage all that. I just wanted to thank you for sharing your knowledge and your vision, just giving back to the ecosystem. And congrats on your Shopify app release.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we look forward to more continuing conversations with the Shopify team. Thanks for having us on the podcast. I really appreciate this.
Oh, my pleasure. All right. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.